This is Human Signal. I'm your host, Dr. Tobias Floyd. Welcome back to Human Signal. Today's episode is something special. A moment from 3 years ago that's only become more urgent. Back then, a brother was just pushing through his own walls, looking for frameworks to cut through the noise. Then I came across the BAR method. Background, action, results. It changed how I navigate challenge, and it's just as powerful now as it was back then. The game keeps changing, and sometimes the same tools reveal new blind spots. As you listen, jot down what background, action, and result mean for you right now. What's helping or hijacking your signal? Let's jump in. How to use the BAR method to get out of your own way. The BAR method is a behavioral interviewing technique used by human resource professionals and hiring managers to tap into the way people think. Now, they use the BAR method to get the real scoop about people and to make smarter hiring decisions. Before we dive into the BAR method, let's reflect for a moment on episode 2, 5 Steps to Become a Hero. Do you remember step 1? That's right. Answer the call. The call for change. We all talk to ourselves. And yes, that's okay. The key is what is being said. And do you answer back? What is the context of those conversations with yourself? Are you tired of being disappointed? Tired of letting your family, children down? Or are you just sick and tired of being sick and tired? If so, this is your call to action. Have you ever heard of the old adage, a zebra doesn't change its stripes? Or one of the many I've heard growing up in my community, once a snake, always a snake. For the most part, these sayings are true. People tend to exhibit the same types of behavior consistently over time. But you can no longer use those conversations that you have with yourself as an excuse to not change and to get out of your own way. Real talk, change is hard. But once knowledge has come, there's no more excuses for you not to change. Let me tell you this right now. You deserve to have all the things that you are supposed to have, and that is peace of mind, happiness, and you being that hero for your family and for yourself, okay? So go ahead and say that to yourself right now. Just go ahead and get liberated with that right now today. Now, the twist I'm going to share with you about the BAR technique is you're going to have to conduct the interview with yourself. Okay, some of you may say, okay, that may be self-reflection. But no, I'm talking about a real bona fide interview. Pull out your notebook, pull out your journaling notebook, and sit down with yourself and identify those behaviors that are causing you the most trouble. And write down your discoveries. In order to get the most from your self-reflection session, you're going to need to make sure you're using all 3 pieces of the information that I'm about to provide. And if you don't, then you're robbing yourself of getting that information that you need to transform. So when you're trying to gather past behavior from yourself, just remember BAR. And I'm not talking about the one that you get free before 11 when you go to the club and you get all the delicious mixed drinks and drafts. No, I'm talking about a technique. Background, action, result. Now, let's be very practical about this approach when we're using BAR. When you're having that conversation with yourself and you're really getting down to really analyzing what is going on with you. So to begin this process, start asking yourself questions in key areas of your life. For example, in the skill area called ability to handle stress, you can ask yourself these 2 questions. What has been the most stressful situation I have ever found myself in? How did I handle it? Number 2, what have I done in the past to prevent a situation from becoming too stressful for myself or for my family to handle? Now, this is the part where the BAR method comes into play. As you think about your responses, make sure your answers include B, background, A, actions, and R, results. Okay, so let's talk about that. Okay, so the background is where you just have to be honest with yourself, okay? And what situation in which you displayed the stressful behavior? Now, let's take a look at A, action. What did you actually say or do in that stressful situation? Be honest with yourself. Be real reflective. Reflect on your action. And lastly, R, result, the outcome of the situation. What happened? Who did I piss off? Who did I let down? How many promises did I break? How much money did I lose? I want to tell you something beautiful about what to expect from this. You will discover the real scoop about yourself and understand those habitual habits that are hijacking your happiness. When you get out of your own way, your life will shine brightly. If today's episode shook something loose, drop your reflections with hashtag human signal or send me a DM. I want to know what breakthroughs or bumps you hit when you answer your own questions. Don't just consume, show up. That's my time. In a world of noise, our mission is to keep the signal clear.